Welcome to your five for the day. Jesus told a famous story along these lines. A man, he said, once had two sons. The youngest of them seems already to have become estranged from his father, for he asked for his share of the inheritance due to him on his father's death to be given to him early, so that he may leave home and have a good time. With his pockets heavy with silver, he sets off to spend the next few years wasting his substance in riotous living, to use Jesus' own words. It takes him a while to find out that those he had thought his friends were only fair-weather friends, the sort that say, "Hail, fellow, well met," when your pockets are full, and, "Sorry, mate, I'm a bit busy today," when you fall on hard times. The Bible says that, eventually, the boy came to himself. What an evocative phrase! As he sat feeding pigs, and was so hungry he was even tempted to eat the swill the pigs were guzzling. Reminiscing of home, he thought that his father had been so good and generous that even his servants had been fed better than these pigs. But would his father take him back? Had he not offended him beyond reason in being so rebellious as to want to live in a way of which his father would have disapproved? Had he not been callous and so inconsiderate as to wish to ask for his inheritance early? Maybe his father would not welcome him back. On the other hand, maybe he would if he went back and asked to be a servant this time. If he apologized, would there be hope? "I will arise and go to my father, and say to him, 'I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am not worthy to be called your son. Take me as one of your hired servants.'" Yes, that was the way to go. Remorse, repentance, and a request to be fed, at least. Before he even reached the gate of his father's house, his father had seen him coming, and was on the road embracing him. The estranged son delivered his well-rehearsed speech, but his father was not listening. "This, my son, was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Let's party." The story is called the story of the prodigal son, but I think it should be called the story of the waiting father. The years of estrangement, the attitude which had divided them both, the guilt which had kept the son away, were all in the past. Life together was about to begin anew. The story is surely a picture of the guilty sinner returning to God, hesitantly, uncertainly, humbly, and finding that God has been waiting for him or her all these years. Let's not allow the failures of the past, the regrets, the sins, the guilt, keep us away from God. He waits for the prodigal to return home, and when we do, we will find him on the road to meet us with an enormous welcome. When the wheels of the gospel chariot come trundling along the road near us, let us no longer be like the Botswana goat, running as far away and as fast as we can. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.